July 19th, 2025. Apparently, I have to make these videos repetitively so that you people can understand this. So there's lessons to be learned visually. So first, we're going to look at a bunch of pictures of Trump and Xi Jinping. And they're very telling photos. In addition, in all of them, they're giving a secret Masonic handshake. So you're looking at the secret Masonic handshake now. Now you're going to look at a series of photos of Trump and Xi Jinping. Now you're looking at Trump. Shit is made in China. Now you're looking at a picture of Trump and Putin, who are brother Illuminati Masons, just as Xi Jinping and Trump are brother Illuminati Masons, except Trump is not smart. There'll be a couple links below. The Real Donald Trump and Why Fools Rule. Also a third link, it's 1937 all over again. So now you've seen a bunch of pictures of Trump together with Xi Jinping and Putin. Here's one with him with Kim Jong-un, best of friends, with a genocidal maniac. Kim Jong-un is committing genocide against his own people, and Trump thinks he's great. Anyway, all these wars that you see that are going on in the world are fake. They're proxy wars. They're using munitions, and the munitions stock has doubled. BAE system stock has doubled since January. They're keeping it on the sly. Raytheon stock doing nothing so that they can't be busted in this giant fucking money scam. So war is profitable. And when you control both sides, not only do you never lose, you profit twice. And that's what's going on right now. And all of our legislators are guilty of treason because most, if not all of them, own stock in Raytheon and BAE Systems. So they're profiting off war. So if you are in the decision of your country making war, but you own stock in the munitions companies, so it financially benefits you to send your country to war, you shouldn't be able to make that decision because most people don't have any integrity. And when faced with that opportunity, they're going to choose to pay themselves. And that, my friends, is the dictionary definition of treason. A lot of people don't understand what treason is. A lot of people watch these videos, think it's some kind of joke. And it is. These are comedy videos. That doesn't change the fact that it's not treason, though. So you've seen Trump doing the Masonic handshake with Xi Jinping a bunch. You've seen him doing it with Putin. Now, how on earth, after seeing what you've just seen now with your eyes, could you think that this man has ill will towards either China and Xi Jinping or Putin? So let me explain to you what they're shaking hands on. What do you think Trump and Xi Jinping are shaking hands on? Look at the faces on Trump. These are not confident faces. They're shaking on the selling out of America and the bankruptcy of America. Both of them are profiting off of these quote-unquote tariffs. Tariffs is another word for taxes. We pay the taxes. Who do you think gets the money? Trump and fucking Xi Jinping get the money. That's why they're happy and they're shaking hands. We pay, they get it. So if you're happy about TAR, if you are happy that you just got your taxes raised so that these fucking scamming greedy fuckers could profit more, then you're a fucking retard, just to fucking let you know. And you're part of the fucking problem. To all the Trump culters who love Trump, I was posting Oh, somebody ruined a thread I had, meme thread I had on another site, and then I posted some link, some memes like this that said, "Oh, you're looking at them right now. These are the few memes I posted." So anyway, I posted these memes, and then the moderator on the site said, "Don't post anything political," after a bunch of Trump people just ruined the whole thread. And I said, none of the shit I posted was political. It was all apolitical. It was all about how they control both sides. I said, I didn't even leave my house on election day. Not only did I not vote, I didn't even leave my house to participate in that shenanigans. Fucking scam. Fake election. Faker than wrestling. Anyway, in that it's 1937 video all over again. There's a part at the end, if you can make it to the end, where they show Trump on wrestling in 2005, 2006, and they hate him. They boo him. And so in 10 years, they used propaganda to make the group that hated this guy love him. And he can do no wrong. Well, guess what? The tariffs are a scam. We pay for it, and the money goes into the direct of the hands of these Illuminati scamming motherfuckers. You should be rioting in the fucking streets. Peacefully. Peaceful riot, by the way. All of you, look, you're looking at the sign now. When are you fucking pussies gonna revolt? This is bad. All of your freedom is waning tremendously. Nobody ever hoped for freedom and kept it. Freedom is defended by the minute by those who are vigilant, my friends. And nobody, not many people standing up for freedom. Myself making videos trying to expose the treason and fraud that these people are committing. It should also be noted that dual citizenship is treason. If you're the dual citizenship in our country was illegal, I believe up until 1967, from memory, if I'm incorrect, forgive me. But it was illegal to be a dual citizen and vote in a general election and even in Congress or the House and or the Senate. And now dual citizenship is rampant. So if you're a dual citizen, who do you think these people are allegiant to? The reason it was illegal is because it's fucking treason. They're not allegiant to you, the American people, which they swore an oath to protect from enemies, foreign and domestic. Guess what, my friends? Newsflash. All of your legislators are the enemies, foreign and domestic, and they are communists, and they are inside, and they are taking over, and they mean to bring you a thing called stakeholder capitalism. But it's really not capitalism. It's really stakeholder communism, and it's brought to you by Klaus Schwab, and Trump and Vance are in on it. All of you right-wingers that love Trump, just to let you know, Vance was financed by a guy named Peter Thiel. He's the number two guy out of PayPal. He's the AI guy behind Palantir and Foundry. And these AIs were used to seek out right-wing, what they call extremists, but seek out right-wingers in Europe and crush right-wing protests in Europe when that was going on a couple of years ago. So these people are not your friends. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. And once you all figure that out, these people's number is up, man. These people's their day is up. They're usurpers of power. They do not believe in the Constitution, and they do not believe in freedom. And at one point on Vance's wiki page, it even said he believes in the rights of the state over the rights of the people. You're looking at that now, and they took it down. I made a video about it, exposing these fucking communists. They took it down. So communism is based off of lies and censorship, and freedom is based off of truth and justice, my friends. Nobody ever hoped for freedom and kept it. Freedom is defended by the minute by those who are vigilant. Please grab a shirt. There's a link below. And please share these videos. The tone of these is positive. We're all one human family. They're using a conquer and divide agenda to use hate and fear to control everybody. You attach a label to yourself. You're black, you're white, you're Muslim, you're Jew, you're Christian, you're gay, you're one of those labels, and now you don't like another. They pick a battle. Like, you're Christian, you don't like gay. You're gay, you're Jew, you don't like Muslims. You're white, you don't like black people. You're black, you don't like white. All these labels that you can attach. Now you can be manipulated based on your label, and hate and fear are being used to control you. So I recommend that you don't hate anybody. and wake up to the fact that these people are pitting us all against each other. Pick a side on this, pick a side on that. And at the end of the day, like I said, when you control both sides, not only do you never lose, you profit twice. So here's two Bill Cooper quotes that I find good. The New World Order will sail in on a sea of blood. And we are all brothers and sisters in this world. And it's time to start acting like it. So, listen, there's a peaceful revolution about to happen because we are tired of our loved ones being sent off to be used as cannon fodder in war. So it's up to you to start the peaceful revolution. If you're looking for Jesus, he lives in nowhere else but in your heart and mind. He doesn't live in a building. He doesn't live in a book. He lives in your heart. And Jesus taught universal love, kindness, compassion, and forgiveness for both oneself and others. We are adding integrity to the mix, which cannot be bought, sold, or traded, or friends. Jesus didn't compromise with evil, and now it is your turn. So be uncompromising in your moral integrity. Stand up to these people who are not elites. They are parasitic losers, and we outnumber these clowns 1,000,000 to 1. And all you have to do is stand up and say, no, thank you. I don't want your fucking communism. You're cramming down our throats. And getting rid of your smartphone is a big part of it. I have never owned a smartphone. I do not own a phone now. I've never used an app. But I can tell you from what I've observed and these people who use these phones, there's something going on. I'll put a link below. Frequency wars. These 5G towers are not so you can download a movie faster. They're broadcasting hate and fear through the 5G towers. Trust me. 50 years old, 25 years ago, you didn't see people behaving in the manner that they're behaving in right now. This rash of people behaving like maniacs is probably because the Jewish space lasers are on full blast. If you don't believe in them, they're real. I'll post all the links below for DEWS, direct energy weapons. They're hiring for these people all the time. They're using them. There is a war against humanity. And you being a human need to stand up for it. Now, the last thing I'm going to say in this world is so rare. Whether it's flat or round, it doesn't matter. We have all this wonderful nature and wildlife and animals. And all these things they're doing are to take you away and distract from that. And they say they want to save the rainforest, save ant. These people don't give a fuck about it. They care about money. So focus on nature. Focus on what a beautiful world this is and how we have to protect it from these people who are hell-bent on destroying it. And love wins. And please be a beacon of love. Spread love. As love is the language of the universe and knowledge is its currency. I encourage you to stock up on both. There's a cool t-shirt link below. Please grab a shirt. I don't make a ton of money on these t-shirts. It's more just for the cool design. Just to be clear, we ain't giving up shit. They're trying to take your freedom away. They want you to give it up. They know that they can't take it, so you have to give your freedom up voluntarily, and that's how you're giving up your freedom. Freedom is never taken. It's given up voluntarily through propaganda, and they're using propaganda to make you give up your freedom, and all of you are falling for it, lock, stock, and barrel. This is bad. The shit has hit the fan. There's rampant treason going on everywhere. These wars are illegal because they're profiting off of them. If you are a legislator and you own stock and munitions companies and you vote for war and you're profiting off war and our loved ones are being sent off to die or people are dying somewhere, that's fucking treason. And if you control both sides, that's treason twice. You got to get these people out. This is really, really bad. Please share these videos. Please wake up. This is time to protect freedom and save our planet and save humanity from people who are hell-bent on destroying it and taking all our freedom away. Like, share, and subscribe. Links below. New vids daily. Thank you for tuning in.
The public are warned to be on their guard.
These dark powers apparently do this. And, well, anyway, knowing where to look is what's important. Ha ha ha!